fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's Friday. It's a Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. What is going on, motherfuckers? How you guys feeling out there in Real Ass Podcast land? It's your other boy, Zach D'Amico.
It's your other proud boy, Zach D'Amico.
I was going to say, we do look like proud boys. I got to give them that.
Yes, judging on appearance.
If you just look at us, you're like, yeah, these guys are proud boys.
If you judge a book by its cover,
yeah,
and then open it up and it's just the N-word over and over again.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I got to be honest with you. If you judge a book by its cover, its pages, its index, its table of contents,
its authors,
it doesn't look good. It's not a great look. I understand the...
The section it's in. The other books it associates with.
The foreword.
Oh, shit, dude. All right, listen to me. We have a great show plan today, and I'm going to address the rumors of my secret Proud Boy membership on today's show. We will get into that. As always, two incredible guests. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Kevin Ryan from the Are You Garbage podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Kevin Ryan Comedy. How are you, Kevin?
What's up, buddy? Thanks for having me.
I love having you back on the show. I love the fact that you guys are regulars on the show.
It's great. I love it.
It's coming in regular.
Yeah, man.
Fucking funny ass show. Everyone loves AYG. Everyone's favorite new podcast is the Are You Garbage podcast.
Yeah, that's what we've kind of, that's in the intro. Foley says, you know, welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. He said that on like the first episode.
It's true.
And then now it's just like, it's becoming a thing. Top 200 right now, baby.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. That's it right there. You have to believe it before everyone else will believe it.
Of course.
I love it. That's a bit of inspiration there for you people. Also, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. You guys might know our podcast, Hooking From Home. Live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Twitter and Instagram, I am Hung Young, H-U-N-G-Y-U-N-G. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, Tokyo Cunt Punch.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
How you doing?
Real good now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you're here.
Oh, she loves me.
Shut up.
She loves me. What am I supposed to say?
Too. I like all of you.
Yeah, but she loves me. She doesn't love
so
you.
So what?
Guys. She
so
likes
what?
You guys.
Yeah, I'm fine with it either way. I'm okay.
I kind of want to pet the back of his head, but I'm not.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. No.
Tokyo's a very strange woman, and we've had her on the show before, but I like it. I like the fact that she's strange. She's a little bit out there. Tokyo, if we found out that you were from another planet, we would all believe that.
I would too, because yeah. I don't know what's happening.
You don't know.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from the projects of Beverly Hills, 90210.
Are you from Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills
Did you
High
grow
School,
up
baby.
With money?
Yeah, well, upper middle class. You know, I grew up in the poor
That's
part.
What people with money say.
Right?
I didn't grow up with money. I grew up upper middle class.
What
that's,
is upper that, middle class?
A
part,
that's so a lot of fucking cash is what it is.
It's the poor part of Beverly Hills. It's the flatlands, not above Sunset, you know? It's like okay. Where all the Persians are.
Okay, I don't know anything about the geographic setup of Beverly Hills.
Well,
but
as a Proud Boy, you don't
I'll
like Persians.
I'll introduce you to my parents.
That is true.
LA.
It sounds like a goddamn nightmare. Persians? Everywhere?
Holy
shit. All right, let's get into today's show. We really got to get into it. Let's get the plugs right out of the way. Let's get all this other shit out of the way, Shannon, because I got to get into the meat and potatoes of today. There's a lot of fun stuff to talk about. Our fucking president has COVID.
Wild, dude.
It's
wild.
Hilarious. It's so fucking funny.
We're living in a simulation, dude. It's nuts.
Somebody had to write this.
It's crazy.
There's no fucking way this is reality. Somebody had to write it.
Yeah.
It is the best.
Whoever's pulling the strings
well.
Is like, yeah, let's give it to Trump.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that he has it?
No, I think he's trying to get sympathy because he did such a bad job at the debate.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it's a ploy.
I think in a weird way, and we don't talk the debate. We didn't talk the debate on the show, and we won't talk the debate on the show. But I wouldn't say he did a bad job. I think they both did
what
they were going to do.
Yeah.
The debate was bad from an auditory standpoint, if it was a podcast or just talking over each other. But I do
think... Or the history of watching any other presidential debate.
Fucking T-Bird came out and tried to fucking out-alpha him and just kept on going there. And fucking B-Bird, he came out and he, you know, he tapped it in. He didn't fucking say anything super retarded. So they did what they were going to do, you know?
B-Bird.
Yeah, B-Bird and T-Bird. That's what I call them. We don't talk politics on the show, okay? But look, we're going to get into all this, but let's get some other plugs. Anything else to plug, Tokyo?
You can stream my shit at youtube.com/TokyoCuntPunch.
Love it. Love it. Kevin Ryan?
At Kevin Ryan Comedy, like you said. And check out Are You Garbage? Currently in the top 200. Go leave a fucking iTunes review. Check us out on YouTube. Do it out.
Tell some friends about it. That's the way to do it. That you throw it on. I think people love this show because they play along and they go like, am I garbage? And they get to like, whatever it is, it's such a beautiful thing. It really is a great show. It's
Thank you.
The closest thing we have to a game show on the network, comedians come on and they figure out whether or not they are garbage or not.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun. Every comic that does it loves doing it.
Sure.
It's a really, really great show. So go subscribe to them and support them. Make sure when you leave a comment, you let them know that you heard them on Real Ass Podcast. Let them know how strong the Gomez bump is.
Yeah.
Okay. Zach Amico.
Catalyst Wrestling Saturday at 11 a.m. here on Cast Digital, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show Fridays at midnight. Tonight is my 100th episode to be taped right after this one. Surprise guest, surprise movies, but I think you guys will be pretty goddamn fucking happy with it.
I'm pretty excited about that. That's awesome. I'm excited to watch tonight. And then nothing else. I got a little bit of sparring later on, and then boom, that's it. Zach Amico. But guess what? Tomorrow night, the return to Royersford, Pennsylvania. I will be opening for the great Big J Okerson at the place that he got attacked.
Yeah.
Last time he was attacked there, and hopefully this guy doesn't come back with friends. But if he does, it's going to be a wild evening. There's two shows. 6 o'clock's already sold out. 9 o'clock they added. Let me tell you something. Come the fuck out this Saturday night in Royersford, Pennsylvania.
Can I ask him? Is there a chance of this dude showing back up? What do you think? If you had to put a number on it.
He would be, I mean, here's the thing. The guy's an idiot, okay? Shit, he cut the music. I'll plug some other stuff in a second. But the guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
If he brings less than 30 friends.
I think that was the best thing I saw on the internet in the last, like, 2 months was him getting pulled off the stage, honestly. I think that was the best thing I've seen maybe in 6 months.
It was pretty entertaining overall. But only because he didn't get hurt. And, you know, the way it ended, it was pretty, it was great. But the reality is this guy is stupid enough and his sister was dumb enough. Like, you could tell what they're just garbage.
Trash.
Real trash, okay? And he was dumb enough to grab a guy by his leg. It's very, very stupid to do. You could have fucking killed this guy. You do that, you're going to fucking jail. Like, forget the human element where you care about hurting somebody, right? It's just stupid because you go, like, you have so little regard for even your own existence that you would risk this guy breaking his fucking neck or being seriously injured. So this is why I say, there's a fucking shot.
Yeah.
This guy shows up.
He's proven to be that dumb that he can come back.
Proven to be a real pig.
Especially if everybody's like, I mean, he's kind of, I don't know if he might have seen, like, everybody talking shit on the internet or posts and stuff
himself.
Like that.
He gave out his business card at the show before the show started. So everyone started calling him and cursing out his mom.
He's an OnlyFans pimp.
He's an OnlyFans, like a manager. Like he gets girls to get naked on OnlyFans, which is it's my career that I invented. I literally invented that on this show. Shannon, did I not?
You absolutely did.
I 100% invented it. I didn't even know it existed. Then I found out it was him, and I was like, God damn it, dude, we could have been so cool.
And like 2 weeks before, too. It was very close to this happening.
Me and this guy could have been so fucking cool. We could have been friends.
We could have been boys. Now you're arch enemy.
We could have been in business together, doggy. He fucked up. You want the Gomez bump. You want Louis J. Gomez to be involved in your business. In fact, if you guys have businesses that you guys want to give me equity in, I will take equity for your businesses, and I will give you guys a little bit of insight. I'm a fucking...
Welcome to Snake Tank, everybody.
It's a new podcast. New podcast on the show, Snake Tank. But I'm not buying into your business. You have to hand me equity.
And then you'll promote
our tag team name. You're the snake and I'm the tank.
I'm not even going to promote the business necessarily. We can have some one-on-one sessions. We'll have some phone calls.
I'll spar with you. I'll roll with you. Come over to the house. I'll beat you up.
Send me pictures of your girlfriend. That's fine. You know, and then give me like 5-10% equity. That was the beautiful thing about Shark Tank is that the Mark Burnett. He took 5%
off the jump of
every business for the first like 4 seasons.
Yeah.
And then when Cuban came in, Cuban was like, no, I'm not fucking being involved in this fucking shady shit, dude. And they made him stop doing it. I don't think they take any percentage now at all, but at first they lowered it. But I got tons of respect for Mark Burnett.
Yeah, dude, for
Mark
sure.
Burnett, fucking real. I'll give him Real Ass Studio Week. I've given him Real Ass Studio Week probably 6 or 7 fucking times. You know what? Just talking about that. I love it.
Yeah, man. That's like, how fucking maniacal is that? Like, yeah, I already have the power to get my own television show. I'm going to have these fucking losers come in and pitch their product.
He's a billionaire.
And I'm going to take 5% off of it. He was Survivor and shit. Like, he was already.
I don't know that he's a billionaire, but he's a fucking gazillionaire. He has so much money that it doesn't matter.
I don't know if he's a
bigger amount.
Yeah, I don't
know. Gazillion's not real.
Lewis isn't great with numbers.
Gazillion's also not real, I don't think.
He's an illionaire.
Is gazillionaire real?
No.
No. No, but zillionaire, I think.
All right, hold on. Billionaire, trillionaire.
Illionaire.
What is it?
Illionaire.
Is that really what it is next?
Illionaire, it's a very ill person.
Oh, I like that.
Illmatic.
I have no problem with that.
I don't either.
I got no problem with that, Tokyo. I'm going to give you a fucking guess who's snake. Guess who's snake.
Guess who's snake. This show is wild. I love it.
I am an illionaire. I would say that I am an illionaire. I'm fucking rich with
you. Owe me for that. I need a bump. There go,
billionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, quadrillionaire, quintillionaire, sextillionaire,
ooh,
septillionaire. I could have guessed this.
I'm a sextillionaire.
You are a sextillionaire.
Come on, where's the drop, you motherfucker?
Do a decillionaire.
A non-millionaire. That sounds like you owe the government a lot of money.
It sounds like you have no, like, you're not cool.
You're not ill.
You're not
a
ill.
A non-millionaire is, but no, that actually means like, you have $9 million or $900 million.
No, 30 zeros.
What is that? I don't even know what a non-millionaire is.
I can't wrap my head around it.
Wait, there's a dude-illionaire? A dude-declinillionaire? What?
Real ass dude-illionaire of the week?
Dude-declinillionaire of the fucking year. A sex declinillionaire. Millionaire, a septillionaire. Wow.
Damn. Yo, numbers are cool.
Hell yeah, dude. I had no idea. I had no idea it went up that high.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it does on paper. Like, it's not, I mean,
yeah,
no one's ever really counted that or no real thing has ever been that much. It's just a theory.
I'm very excited about becoming that rich one day. Who knows? With everyone giving me equity in their businesses, that's not a bad idea.
I know, but they're going to be like, it would be your listeners, so it would be like really shitty fucking shitty ideas.
Lewis, I think with the right woman, you could go really far.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tokyo, do you know any woman that could be
I'll check my Rolodex for you.
Please.
Tokyo's really trying. She's wearing me down, too.
You know any women that will make us want to be really far?
We're definitely going to, at one point, have sex. There's a chance she's going to be my girlfriend, because here's what women do.
Girlfriend, okay? Baby mama.
My wife. So here's the thing.
Oh,
here's the problem.
On.
Okay? The women, like with me, like, I don't even got to like a chick. If she just keeps trying, she will get me. Like, I'll be in a day where I'm like, you know, fuck it. Let's do it. And then all of a sudden, she's living with me. I'm telling you right now, I can see it going
down. I
want to
tell you something. I don't want to tell you who I asked this to, but there's a comedian that you know here in New York, and I asked him the other day. I said, would you be jealous if Luis J. Gomez put a baby in me?
Yeah.
He said no, but I tell you something. He meant yes.
He meant yes.
He meant yes.
Why would you say names? Why would you name names?
Because
you're sleeping with him.
Nah, I don't know.
You don't want to say it.
Nah.
I don't want to name names. It was Lefer. Ha ha! 10,000
It was Lev Fur.
Contacted him.
You know what?
What a fucking.
I love Lev. He fucked up.
What happened?
What a bad end.
What he was doing so good on the show.
It was like
what happened?
Balls.
It was like the TV version of It, where it was great the entire time, and then just at the end he fell.
Then
apart.
He just told the story. He became Lev. He forgot that he was a fat guy again. He became Lev again. He was like, oh, so you know, I did this really popular all female podcast and. And for no reason, he offered this up. We weren't even talking about
it. Yeah, we were talking about like shoes.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah. And then after I did this podcast, I had literally 10,000 women in my inbox trying to fuck me.
Which podcast?
He wouldn't say what podcast either. It was ridiculous. The whole thing. And then we all stopped and we were like, Lev, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you even offer that information up? Like, even if it's true, here's the thing about being like a comic, and this is what Lev has to fight because Lev has hot guy instincts. And I learned this very young.
Same thing with cool guy instincts. It's the same
thing. Cool guy instincts aren't funny.
When that pushes, when you're not the butt of the joke.
Yes. I learned that very early in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Big J, that was something that Big J, like a lesson that he taught me. I was not even a year in comedy. We'd have these conversations and the way he articulated it was great. He was like, nobody is laughing at a hero story.
No.
The guy who wins the football game, the guy who wins the fight, the guy who gets the girl, who's got the big dick. That's not funny.
All these things Jay don't have.
Yeah, but it's true. But the what's funny is the guy, like the comedy movies are about the schlubby guy
of
who
course.
Fucking, you know, maybe he overcomes whatever it is. But it's about the guy who fucks up, who fumbles the ball, the guy who gets his ass kicked. You know how much funnier it is when you have a story where you get your ass kicked? I've gotten into, you know.
Yeah, nobody wants to. I don't want to hear, oh, then I fucking drop kick the guy.
His buddy came in, elbow to his face.
No, that's not
then
funny.
Then I fucking stone cold stunned him. Mm-hmm. Then his girlfriend came home and she sucked my dick.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's like.
And what are you supposed to. Oh, cool, dude.
That's like, but that's almost like a very LA instinct.
Yes.
LA sort of like.
Cool guy. Cool guy scene.
Nice shoes, nice cars. They want to look good, fucking slick haircut. That instinct, it actually works against them being funny, even if they're really funny, because being funny, whatever. If you're funny, you're funny, right? Yeah. So it doesn't matter what fucking clothes you have on. But that instinct to go and fucking polish yourself and to be cool and to show off your cool car and your nice house and your nice things, it makes it so that you have to try that much. And I'm not saying that those guys aren't funny, because there are a lot of funny guys out
there. Same for women, too. I mean, I lost 4 out of 4 roast battles, and I know it's because I'm too good looking.
That's what it is. I would say that.
And I dress too stylish, even though my jokes were better.
Yeah.
Nobody wants me to win. Look at my face.
They were distracted by your beauty.
That's what I think it was.
What
do you think, Kev?
I think that's probably true. I don't know. I wasn't there. Were you going up against?
You got a nice haircut. Show Luz the back of that head, though.
The back of my head.
It's real nice looking.
I don't know.
Real fresh.
She's such
there.
A strange woman.
Yeah, I don't
Why
know what's going on.
Why are you into the back of his head?
Just like, because it looks very petable, like
Can
a
she
chia
touch
pet.
It? Can she please touch
no,
it, dude?
No, she can't. I'm weird, dude. This is like, I've been on edge since this thing started.
I love
started.
How they're going to fucking, the skanks are going to make a gif of Tokyo trying to touch his head and him going... And it's going to be my favorite gif of the week.
I've already thought in my head, I'm like, I have no problem walking out of the show in the middle of it.
Oh my God, Kevin.
I'm kidding. For comedic effect.
You make people, I don't know what it is about you. You have a weird, you're nice. You're sweet and you're funny. And
I was
cool.
in a cult, you know that.
I know, but your energy.
Duh. I feel what a lot of times when I can't pick up on people's energy, I'm really good at, like, we can come in and I can figure out when we're zigging and zagging.
Yeah.
She's zigging and I'm zagging. I'm all over the place.
She's zigging all over the place.
You know what I mean?
Oh, man, yeah. Luz, you were really giving me those eyes at Skanks the other night. You kept looking at me and I was like, you were giving me those fuck me eyes. And I was like,
that's what it was.
I was a little nervous because I was like, you know, it's like when somebody looks at you for too long, it's like, what do? It's like, are we eye fucking?
No, those were the eyes. I was saying, I was like, Tokyo, don't
My
come
girlfriend's
up.
Here.
My girlfriend's here. Don't try to
Is
fuck me.
Is that what that was?
He was blinking. My girlfriend's here.
It was Morse code. Do not come over here.
Yeah. Oogie chalk at 10 o'clock.
I played it cool, though. I played it cool. See the hug I gave you? Real
you
friendly.
Were great. Very friendly. Very nice.
But
you know.
I backed away,
But
right?
if my girlfriend wasn't there, Tokyo would have grabbed my dick. There's no doubt about it.
Well, it might have even grabbed her tit.
Yeah. That would be nice. Hey, maybe that's the angle here.
She was very beautiful, by the way. Can I say that?
Yeah, she's a hot chick.
You got a lady?
Yeah, I got a chick now.
Nice.
And I'm a, you know, cool guy. I'll deal with it. I'll get over it. It's weird being here, because the last time I was here, we did coke here, SDR, and I gave...
I was like, I didn't do coke with you ever. When did that happen?
Well, it was Ralph's first time, and I gave him an open mouth kiss, and he's just been, you know, he's been on me since.
Can I tell you my problem with you?
I know. I'm too much.
No, you're not too much. I like you. Oh. This is great. This is actually, you've calmed down a little bit even since the last time you were here. You are very beautiful.
Never been here
But
with
I
you.
Could never make out with you because you wear too much lipstick and I don't need to deal with that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't need to deal with all that fucking...
You want that.
Looking like a clown?
Yeah, it's psychotic. Like, why do we need, like maybe...
You like it. You want the purple face stick.
No,
you can tell me.
It's a thing that's bugged me about women for
That's already the color of Lewis's genitals.
You want me to take it off right now?
That's actually this. That's what she bought at the store. Lewis's dick.
Can you start crying and just smear it all over your face, please? If you can cry on command,
rip the pages out of a Bible. cry with your eyelids.
If I actually, I might be able to. I'm going to work on it while you guys do the next segment.
If you can cry on command and rub the lipstick all over your face, you'll just be a regular on this fucking show. I cannot. I'll be so happy. Let's see. Is she doing it?
No, you can't look at me. You guys have to do your own thing.
Dumb.
You have to act. You have to. Let's see. I don't know. I want to see tears, Tokyo.
I'm thinking about my. Thinking about how nasty my old man tastes.
You got to think. Well, here's the thing with acting. I don't know if you've ever gone to an acting class. You have to.
Can you put on some Neil Young, Harvest Moon, and then I could do it?
All right, please. Please do that. We're gonna demonetize this episode of the show. So
Neil Young's your father.
No, don't demonetize that. You gotta make the money.
I can play 10 seconds.
All right,
10
let's
seconds.
Go.
Good, I like it. So
I'll sing the rest.
Yeah. But if you ever take an acting class, you have to like tap into like some memory.
Mm-hmm.
like think of some shit and get inspired. And like, so when you see somebody crying in a movie, like they're thinking about like they're fucking
getting diddled or whatever.
Yeah, dude, they're thinking about some sad shit. Mm-hmm. Nobody's just going like, oh, cool, Cry on Command. Yeah. Like, no, no, you have to tap into some fucking feeling and put yourself there.
It's not the right song. If it was the right song, it would come on. It's like, you know, the old man, take a look at my... No, it's not
it's
that
Neil
one.
Neil Young, old man.
Which one is it? That one? Yeah, Neil Young song. It's like he's in the fields and shit.
Neil Young, old man?
I don't know. Sorry, I can't do it.
It's fine. It's fine. This was going to bomb
but
anyway.
I can't
it's
smear
okay.
I can smear the lipstick.
You can just smear the lipstick. Don't smear the lipstick.
You like it?
It's going to scare everybody.
Growing up, I had a buddy who could puke on demand. I don't know if you ever met one of these guys.
No.
It's fucking something else. Like the drop of a dime. So we'd be in a pizza place, and we'd order a bunch of food and wouldn't have the money, and we'd just be like, hit it. He would just start throwing up
no
everywhere.
No way.
And the guy would be like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Like, fucking 12 years old running away laughing. Yeah. We were just like, Scott, hit him.
Okay, I really have to take a moment and thank Yo Kratom, who fucking, I love Yo Kratom. They sponsor everything. Marquee sponsors for Skankfest this year. Also, the head sponsor for my entire fight camp leading up to this Jason Ellis fight. You got to give a lot of love to Yo Kratom because they really do support great comedy and they support this show and these podcasts and we just love them. All right. So if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys are taking Kratom or maybe in the market for Kratom, just grab it from Yo Kratom. You don't have to go to the gas station or the smoke shop. You get it online. It's delivered right to your home. It's super affordable as well. They're the home of the $60 kilo, which is really unheard of. It's about half the price really where you can get it for anywhere else. And it's high quality, really, really great Kratom. I'm not a user of Kratom myself, but I know Shannon uses Kratom and she loves Yo Kratom. This is the brand that she uses. So take it from Shannon. Once again, go to YoKratom.com, grab a $60 kilo. There's no promo code or anything because it's the cheapest deal you could find anywhere in the world. And that's that. All right. Where were we? All right. I want to address this Proud Boy rumor real quick. I don't want to spend a ton of time
on it. I like your notes. It's just a legal pad that says Proud Boy.
It just says Proud Boy. That's my only note that I have.
I also want to get at these people are giving you way too much credit for being smart and tactical. Like
are you going to describe the Proud Boys as smart and tactical? I don't even know if I'd say that. I've met a few Proud Boys in my life. They're fucking galoots, a lot of them. So,
sure.
So here's the thing, okay? Let me explain what fucking happened here, because it is, and I shouldn't even blow air into it. I already did too much on Twitter.
That's your problem.
But the reality is this, okay? I'm not going to lose fans because these people are making up the fact that I'm a Proud Boy. Anybody who would even give a fuck that I was, if I was a Proud Boy, anybody who would give a fuck is never going to like me.
Sure.
The type of comedy that I do, we say offensive things, we say fucked up jokes, we make jokes about race, sex, rape, fucking literally any subject you can make a joke about on a show like Legion of Skanks or even this show, we go there and we try to go there and we go above and beyond. So I'm not losing fans there. So in my mind, I was like, well, do I ignore this? Which seems like I'm like, well, why is he ignoring it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need to fucking ignore anything. I also speak on podcasts for 10 hours a week. So for me to ignore something when I typically don't ignore things, it was, you know, it just seemed out of character. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'll talk about it. Who gives a shit? I don't really, like, I've nothing to fucking, it's nothing to hide. It's not even like anybody who just does 10 seconds of due diligence goes, oh, yeah, that's stupid. That's not true at all. And that's sort of the point, which is the irresponsibility of people. This group, I don't even know if it's not even a group. It's a Twitter account. I'm not even going to give the name of the Twitter account. Because they're all just trying to fucking chase clout. That's why they would choose comedians. You know what I'm saying? There are actual Nazis on the internet.
Yeah.
They're out there. There's real racists. There are fucking groups of people. There are podcasts. They are legitimately saying white people are better than brown people. We should have an ethno state and, you know, fuck it. That exists. Mm-hmm. Go after them. I'm not arguing with you. I don't get have fun. That's not my fucking world. I'm not dying on that hill.
Sure.
Right? This Antifa Twitter account, I guess, I don't know where they got wind of this. Maybe it was Seth Simons. I don't really know the origin, but I think Seth included this in one of his hit pieces back in the day. I was featured on a Proud Boys website right after the Ryan O'Neal fight. And the story of that was there's a guy named Paul who is a Proud Boy. I've known him for a little while. He used to show up to like Legion of Skanks when we were on Compound Media. I think he was a big Gavin fan, and then he ended up working with Milo, I believe. But he was the guy who ran this Proud Boys chapter website, whatever it was. So after my Ryan O'Neal fight, these guys are just fans of ours. He posts a blog Proud Boy of the Week, Luis J. Gomez. And features me as the Proud Boy of the Week, mm-hmm. and talks about the fight. And he's like, he even represented the Proud Boys and wore their colors, which was black and yellow. So this goes up there. I see this, and I'm like, dude, you got to take that down.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah,
I was like, you can't fucking just go and post that I'm Proud Boy of the Week. I was like, I know from your perspective, you guys are a drinking club and that you're being funny. And I mean, it started off on Compound Media. You understand, we were there. When Gavin came on Compound Media, it started off as this fucking joke.
I remember, yeah. It was like, oh, well, I'm a Proud Boy. Like, it was like that.
You don't jerk off.
It was absurdity.
They jumped each other in by punching each other in the arm while they ate fucking Cheerios or something. I have no idea, okay? It was very, very silly. But what it since has been...
Dante was in it.
Dante
has like a proud neck tattoo.
Proud Boy neck tattoo, yeah. Now,
he was one of the
people who started it. Male Chauvinist Club. The idea was that they were for traditional American values. It was kind of a dude's drinking club. Sure. And they were sort of misogynists. And that's the type of humor they would have. And once Trump got into office and these rallies started coming out, what the Proud Boys, a lot of the chapters and a lot of the groups started doing was they started to... come out and counter-protest the Antifa protesters.
Yeah.
And it became this whole thing where these Antifa far-left guys, these Proud Boy far-right guys were clashing, and they were getting into violent fights and throwing bottles at each other and hitting each other with bike chains. And guess what? Have fun, kids.
Yeah.
Go beat each other up. If you give a fuck that much about politics and Trump and Biden and Hillary, go fuck. I literally hope you beat each other until you can't fucking think anymore, okay? Because who fucking cares that much? I got a kid. I'm not showing up at a fucking rally to go fight for some fucking motherfucker who doesn't care about me.
Doesn't even know you.
On either side, okay? This is both sides. They're all stupid. And I'm not saying that I don't like anybody who's in the Proud Boys or anybody who's in Antifa. Let me make that clear. I don't really give a fuck if you show up at a Legion of Skanks show and you're wearing a Proud Boys t-shirt or a hat or an Antifa t-shirt or a hat and you're laughing and going, yeah, this is great, I'm cool with you.
Take
let's smoke a fucking blunt.
Yeah.
Who cares? I don't give a fuck at all. So this is the origin story. But I tell the guy, I was like, dude, it's no longer that you guys are just a drinking club. You guys have become, at the very least, debatably a political sort of associated
group,
club. Yeah. You're a group. It's
and
more
it's associated with violence.
And it's and being associated with violence. Now, whether that's fair or unfair, I don't know the details on all of those. I know that they went to court. Whether that's fair or unfair, that remains to be seen. I don't fucking care. It's really none of my
business.
That's
at least a public perception. Like, some people would go like, they're a little, skewed views.
If you're a fucking fan of mine, this is why I'm annoyed with the Proud Boy who did this. Because if you're a fan of mine, you should know that the shadow that casts on somebody, and you know that the fucking the way the media is right now, and you should have a little bit of sense to go like, oh, I'm not going to just call somebody the Proud Boy of the Week, put that in print, because... something like this happens. Specifically, something like this happens. Now, luckily, it's just this dumb Twitter account with a few thousand Twitter followers. I've got nothing's boiled over. We've gotten no emails to the network, sponsors, none of that. It's the same exact Twitter account that went after us when we had Milo on Legion of Skanks initially. So I already knew the extent of what they do. They try to scare you and go like, oh, look, here's his hometown. What do you think's going to happen? First of all, I live in New Jersey. There's Trump fucking flags all over my hometown. If they found out I wasn't just some spick, that I was a fucking Trump supporting Proud Boy, they'd be happy.
Yeah.
My neighbors would literally be happy. Okay. But, so they post this. Shannon, pull up some of the tweets that they posted. So this is the original one. Tonight, everyone can say hello to one of the Proud Boys' worst-kept secrets. Say hello to the Legion of Skanks comedian, violent fascist.
I love comedian in quotations, too. Like, to me, that would be the most offensive thing out of all of this.
And fourth-degree Proud Boy, Luis J. Gomez of Belle Meade, New Jersey. First of all, I don't live in Belle Meade, New Jersey. I feel bad for some Luis Gomez that's going to get a fucking milkshake through
his
window.
What are you doing, Holmes?
No, I swear. Keep on going. Lewis actually did everyone a bit of a favor back in 2013.
I'm still thinking about some poor Mexican guy
getting beat
and
up.
Like, why you do this? Because you love Trump. Trump is no bueno.
There's not a need to detail a 50-tweet thread of Lewis's racist remarks, because when he tells you he's supremely racist, just take Lewis.
And they're quoting
his
a tweet
word.
From 2013.
Wait, what
That's
does it
insane.
Say? What does the tweet say? New Hammer Fisting is up now. The world premiere of Real Ass Dude, the song. Miley Racist. I like your Twitter handle. Haha, I'm supremely racist. I mean, what a weird tweet. I have so many more racist things that I've said.
I know.
Keep on going. Let's see. Lewis is part of Legion of Skanks, along with Shane Gillis and Big Jokerson. I mean, this just shows you who you're dealing with. They don't even do. Just read the bio of the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Shane's not on the podcast, okay? Remember 2019 when Miley Annapolis was canceled from a venue in New York City, yet still managed to sneak into a studio to share his terrible views? Blah, blah, blah. Keep going. Another thing, Lewis is super violent. Here's a tweet to Proud Boys leader Gavin McGinnis and several others from July 9th, 2018, recording episode 370 of Legion of Skanks. The video is next. Contact warning. Okay,
is
so
this the microphone?
Yeah, yeah. So I'll talk about what this is. So the and I've talked about this a million times as well. There was a guy who showed up at the Creek in the Cave. I don't know if he knew that Legion of Skanks was going to be there that night. We had Danny Tamborelli, Little Pete from Pete and Pete on the show, the guest. You know, the very, very offensive Little Pete from Pete.
Yeah, the politically charged. Yeah. Pete.
So we're doing a fucking bit, and whatever it is, we make some racist jokes or whatever. I don't even remember what the jokes were, but this guy gets up, grabs the microphone from Little Pete, and starts talking about it. It's like, yeah, fucking, you guys are telling racist jokes. You got a Proud Boy in the audience. And I guess there was a guy with a Proud Boy shirt in the audience. I wasn't even listening to the fucking words this guy was saying. I saw a guy get up, grab a microphone from my guest, and I fucking charged the guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I told him I'd beat his fucking ass if he ever grabbed a microphone.
The other night?
This is like a year or two ago.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I would do that again. Let me tell you something, okay? There are fucking crazy people in the world. There are mass shooters. There have been people that have been on stage that have been killed while on stage. Think of Dimebag Darrell, or you think of, what was another shooting that happened with somebody on stage? We talked about it. Regardless, this shit fucking happens.
When you say you beat his ass, what'd you do?
I didn't beat his ass. Oh. I literally threatened him. I yelled at him and told him I was going to fucking beat his ass.
Okay.
People got in between us. He fucking ran away like a coward, and that was that. Yeah, if you approach a fucking stage, I don't give a shit what your political affiliations are. It could have been Donald Trump. If Donald Trump approached the stage and grabbed the mic, well, I would have let him speak.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a good moment for the show. It would have been a great moment for the show. I got to be honest with you. But no, I mean,
you're not looking at it as a political. What you did was not politicized.
If the Proud Boy would have gotten up and grabbed the microphone, I would have done the same exact fucking thing.
You're arguing with people who put politics first. They're politically charged. They go, this guy's politics are this, and you're not even ever thinking about politics.
But what they're doing is they're trying to match all these things to create this narrative, and you go like, well, just do 1 second of research. Just take a second. If you're going to post it, and your whole point of this is, do you want to hurt and destroy platform and deplatform people that are doing these things, just have a little bit of responsibility. I mean, like, just for a second, and say, all right, I'm going to see who's actually on the podcast. Why would you start posting things, and she shows his ass, or she shows her ass, or whatever it is, when they do that, and they go and post it, and they don't even consider the fact that there's details that they're leaving out, and they don't even care. No. They go, all right, fuck it.
Because they got the clicks. They got
the
shares.
Who gives a shit? So the other thing was they posted about my tattoo. Which, I mean, it's so funny. It's literally funny. They just pick it. They go, you know what? We're just going to say that is a fourth degree Proud Boy tattoo. I don't even know if Proud Boys have degrees like that. I have no idea.
Which is ridiculous, because the tattoo is actually that you're always the fourth funniest person on every podcast.
That is very true. They post the tattoo. This account posts the tattoo with the caption that says what it is. It's a double pendulum. It's not even a number 4. It's a double pendulum, which represents chaos theory. Yes, it's fucking douchey. I know. Good. Okay.
When did you get it?
I got it, whatever that picture was posted, October.
Like recently?
22 weeks ago.
22 weeks ago.
Okay. 6 months ago.
Yeah, I got it last summer. That's right. Yeah, so they said that I got it to celebrate me becoming a fourth degree Proud Boy. When it says in the caption that they screenshotted what it is, it specifically says what the tattoo is. So the point is, it's almost like, how do you, I don't give a fuck that, you know, some dumb Twitter people will go, oh, this guy's a fucking Proud Boy. My problem ends up being when comics jump on the narrative. Of course fucking Jake Flores jumps on the narrative. Of course he does.
It's pretty insane. I always used to think, I'm like, I never thought you were, obviously you're not the victim in that. But
of
like,
course.
I don't want to say victim, but like, I always thought, I'm like, well, Lewis, that's the character Lewis is. But then to see after the like years of him just going, It's insane.
He's a crazy person.
I literally, over the past 2 months, I go, I think that guy might be insane.
Yesterday, his feed, just looking at it, how much he kept tweeting you guys, I was like, oh, I think he's having a mental breakdown.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, I think he's become unhinged. But just from outside looking in, I've never met the fucking guy.
It's a mental episode.
I don't want to meet the guy. I don't care. I have anything. But
if you took out all the politics out of the situation, if one man
tweeted somebody that much,
tweeted another man that much in the day,
yep,
you have a mental problem.
He is a fucking crazy person. And he has this obsession with me and the Legion of Skanks. And, you know, I don't know what else to do except for punk him like a bitch every time I see him. I don't know what else to do. Who talks that much shit? And then, and like I said, he changed his profile to Antifa of Belmead, New Jersey.
What a fucking dork.
Now, like I said, it's not even my hometown.
Kind of funny, but.
Even if it was my hometown, like, I mean, so what are you really mocking, Jake? So this is the point. This is why I don't like the guy, and this is why I had a problem with him last time. So you're mocking that maybe I do live there and that maybe somebody's going to see me and my kid out walking around my hometown and fucking start a fight with me?
Yeah.
Is that sort of like that's sort of what
you're, are you alluding to?
And the other thing is, like, you know that it's not true, right? You absolutely know it's not true. You know that it's made up. Why would you be so willing to be wrong? Just to fucking
He posted about your tattoo. He said that you wore the Proud Boy colors. It's like, motherfucker, by that logic, the fucking Steelers are Proud Boys.
Yeah, right? No, my sponsor was Smoked Honey.
And that was
that was their colors of their fucking company logo. Yeah. It was simple as that. Guess what? This year it's green and white because Yo Kratom is my sponsor, and that's that.
And then next year when they're not legal anymore.
After you burn that bridge.
Or like he posted about your tattoo, and then you're like, that's not what it is. And he could go, oh yeah, you know what? I was wrong.
Yeah, so when he posted I'm a Proud Boy, and then other comics are commenting on his post, being like, oh, you know, I found out Lewis is a Proud Boy. And other comics are being like, oh, shit, is this true? Instead of just being like, no, it's not, but I'm just fucking with him. He'll ignore it, mm-hmm. And you go like, oh, well, I mean, dude, it's fine, but you know how charged that is. Sure. You know what's going on there. You know how charged it is. You know how fucking divisive people are right now. So they don't have any ethics. That's the thing. I would rather just be fucking right and have a little bit of ethics. I don't need to make shit up about these fucking people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he actually fucked a retarded chick. That's a rumor. Okay, I don't actually know.
Did you make that up?
No, I didn't make that up. That, I guess Cumtown. They talked about how he fucked a retarded chick after a show, or they deleted his name from it, but everyone knows it was him.
Okay.
But I don't know that, right? So typically, I'm not going out and just spreading that there. Fucking rumor. I've responded with that. I even feel bad for that because I want to be consistent. I don't want to fucking be a hypocrite, right? And I don't actually know what the fuck happened there.
And but, let's not be mean. Tokyo's here. There's nothing wrong with fucking retarded trips.
But, the cum eating thing. Yeah, he did that. That's a fact.
Yeah.
He eats his own cum on
that,
camera.
To publicly call somebody out and then to have actual footage of you eating your own cum. It's like, it's more insane than Trump getting dying of coronavirus.
Dude, it's like,
that's insane.
It's a
behavior.
South Park level. Of hilarity.
Yes.
Like that would happen on South, not on a sitcom, on South Park.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, him, Seth Simons, I mean, all these people, they sort of jump in this narrative. I'm going like, you're living in this world of, it's not even a real thing. So what do you hate me or do you hate this image of me that you guys are projecting?
I don't. It's not you.
He loves you, obviously. Yeah.
It's not you. You're this vehicle for them to get likes and retweets and you respond back. So
I know.
Then, What does fucking Seth Simon do or Jake Flores do that gets them as much social media interaction than coming at you? Absolutely nothing. They don't care if it's positive or negative. They're going, well, my side will like this and retweet it, and his side will call me a stupid fucking cum eater, and it doesn't matter because they're getting the endorphin drip. That's all they care about.
It's just a crazy sort of like thing, right? And they want to...
Well, I don't think it's you that they don't like. I think it's something you represent. I think it was some guy in high school.
They hate the Proud Boys.
In middle school, something that they hated every day.
I also don't
think. And now you're, to them, the grown-up version of that guy.
And also, I don't think I was the guy that they think I was in middle school
I've
or
seen
high
pictures
school.
Of you in middle school. Dude, you were a fucking weird dude.
I was a fat goth kid. I mean, I wasn't. I think that they see this. I mean, whatever it is. And I almost go like, guys, I've extended the olive branch, you know, 100 times. Like, just do a second of research. You'll know that I don't support Trump. You'll know that I'm not a right winger. You know that I don't give a fuck about politics. So what do you hate? You're going like, I fucking hate these guys. They're Trump supporters. They're right wingers. They're Proud Boys. Like, well, if none of that's true, where does the fucking passion
where
come
does it
from?
Fall? Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, I only hate you because you hate me.
Yeah,
only reason, it's not because your politics. It's not because you're against Trump. You're not. Dude, I don't give a fuck at all. Okay, Yamanika, I play Fortnite with her. We were on last night, me, her, and Mateo, one of the most hilarious fucking combinations of people.
Yeah.
And we look at the world so differently, but we don't care. We're playing Fortnite. We're building shit and shooting fucking people, and that's that.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to, I don't know, people have to disconnect from the fucking side that they're on for a minute. And then you realize that there's a lot of people out there that aren't against you. You sort of create these people that are against you. Also, none of my fan base was talking about the Proud Boys yesterday or the day before yesterday. Nobody gives a fuck, but now you're getting people intrigued. Now you're getting people like Trump mentions it in the debate, and then fucking, it's a big narrative on Twitter and social media. Everyone's talking about Proud Boys, Proud Boys, Proud Boys. The other side, the people that are on the left, you guys are pushing people into that, because what happens is they start to look into it, and then they go, oh, the Proud Boys aren't white supremacists. A lot of them are black and Hispanic and Asian. It's like,
yeah, what's, also, you get called a white supremacist. What's, when you say, I'm fucking Latino, what's, Is that like a white guy saying, like, I'm not racist, my best friend's black? I don't understand
Latino
the
Latino
like,
is on the cusp of becoming the new white. So the same way Italians used to be considered fucking dirty darkies.
Used to.
Yeah, well, but Italians, for no, the most for sure. part, are whites now, right? People consider them white.
Yeah.
But I think fucking 50 years ago, it was like a fucking Italian, that fucking, you know, mudblood fucking Guinea.
They were discriminated against.
So I think Hispanics are going to be pushed into that category of being Caucasian or being white. That's part of it. But let me make this as clear as well. And by the way, I'm not even fucking defending the Proud Boys. I'm annoyed with one particular Proud Boy who put my fucking name on a website calling me a Proud Boy. Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not defending them, but...
And if you take away the chauvinist thing, the whole, everything they are, it's an adult fraternity. It's douchey.
Yeah, I'm not a part of any fucking group as it is. I would never...
It's for people that can't make friends as grown-ups.
I wouldn't join a softball team, because that's gay as fuck, okay? Yeah. What do you want me to say? So regardless, and like I said, I'm not going to shit on them, but I'm not defending them, but what I'll say is this. You can't ascribe white supremacists, racists. You can't just do that and go, sorry, you are. People that are white supremacists, they're not... It's not behind closed doors going like...
Sure.
You know, white people are better. That, by the way, that's most fucking white people.
Yeah.
If you fucking just were to get into every white person's head behind closed
doors.
Come
to my Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they all think white people are better. They think white people are fucking supreme. What are you talking about? You think white people are supreme. And that's why you have such a fucking thing about it. In your mind, you put white people on a higher level than brown people and black people. And that's why you feel like you need to fight it. But you're fighting your fucking self. Okay? But I don't even remember why I got there. It's a good point. It's a great point. But to call somebody a white supremacist when they're simply going, no, we're not white supremacists. We denounce white supremacy. We think that's wrong. And then still to go, nope, sorry, you are. It's just there's no logic there. You can't get me there, right? I can't fucking wrap my mind around that and go like, okay, let's be on the side with those people. That little thing right there should really shut people down and go like, you know what? I can't side with people who are just being completely dishonest and just using charged words and trying to weaponize them. It's fucking crazy, dude. The guy who ran runs the Proud Boys, when he was on the news with that fucking reporter and she's trying to like trash him.
I saw that. Yeah.
He's coming across as very calm, cool, and collected. He's like, no, that's not what it is at all.
And you see her like lying. She's like, I didn't say that. I said this. He's like, no, you. Yeah.
She's getting upset and overworked and fucking. And it's all emotion. And you're like, dude, step the fuck back and just fucking stop being so emotional. Why? I mean, dude, after the debates, I was watching them on CNN. And just flipping back and forth between Fox News and CNN to seeing the reactions to the debates right afterwards was very interesting. Just to watch CNN being like, that was abysmal. The president is an embarrassment. Mm-hmm. They should never debate again. Jake Tapper almost crying like, it was wild.
Yeah.
And they switch over to Fox News and they're like, that's how you do it. Go get him, champ.
Yeah.
It was fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was crazy. But they ascribe racist, Nazi, now Proud Boy, and they throw it at you, and most people, they don't want to get in the middle, and they don't want to be seen defending a Proud Boy, even if they know it's not true, sure. So they stay out of it.
Because then the gun's pointed at them.
That is cancel culture right there.
Yeah.
That is it right there. Because the reason why it doesn't affect me is because all of my friends, look, my fans, friends, people that listen to this show, business associates, sponsors, luckily, they all know me.
Yeah.
They all, like, you're not convincing my fan base that I'm this, that I have these secrets that I'm
also,
not fucking.
What have you ever done
honestly,
that's been secret ever?
Yeah,
you're such a media whore that you would have a Proud Boys podcast to tap into that market.
I would be.
He's like, oh, I can monetize this?
I'd be
Let's
bragging
go.
That Trump mentioned my group.
100%.
You know, so.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, cool. This is just another week. Like, it's just, it seems like that stuff happens to you all the time because you're at that level where there's a lot of crazy people that just kind of rear
every
their heads.
6 months or so. And luckily, there's people that are way more famous, like Joe Rogan. He takes the brunt of it.
Yeah,
so they
go
after him and they don't even sink their teeth into him well enough. And they try and he ignores it and he moves on. And then they move on to the next thing. So I think the just in general, people that see it, it's a little more eye rolly.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, he's got a Proud Boy tattoo. And then they look at it and they go, just for 1 second, they go like, oh, it's not. And that discredits, it should discredit everything they fucking do.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It should. It should completely discredit everything they do. But, I mean, I don't really have much else to say about it. I mean, that's what happened. It hasn't really spilled over to anything else beyond that Twitter account that blocked me. So it's like, it didn't even get, it got like, people sent me DMs of it. I'm like, it's not even fucking,
it's not, it didn't
they're not
materialize.
Even good at fucking
picking
up traction on these things.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because people also see a Hispanic guy. Like, I'm dark skinned Hispanic, or I look darker. Mm-hmm. So they're like, that guy's a white supremacist. And they sort of shake their, Luis J. Gomez. White
okay. Yeah. Maybe. It doesn't make sense on any level.
Yeah. Okay, we should really take a quick second and thank Cushy Dreams, which is just a great sponsor for this show. Cushy Dreams makes really high quality CBD bud. This looks and smells and tastes like the best weed you're ever going to smoke in your entire life, but it is not designed to get you high. There's no THC in it. It is CBD rich. It's grown in the USA. It's 100% hand trimmed and it's never, ever, ever machine trimmed. They really do take an artisan approach, meaning that every run is a small batch and it is independently lab tested for compliance and purity. I love to smoke this in the morning. I have a lot of anxiety. I get up every day and I wake up anxious. My eyes open up and I go, fuck, the world is crashing down on me once again. But what I would used to do is I would get stoned in the morning. I would wake and bake. And then by the time the podcast would start, I was already tired.
You're fuzzy. You crash.
Yeah, you feel exhausted. You don't have any more energy. I'm working out a lot now. I don't want to have that feeling. So I take a couple little bong hits of Cushy Dreams in the morning and immediately the anxiety is lifted from my body. CBD helps your body get back in homeostasis. So even if it's not anxiety, other things like physical pain, inflammation, it helps your body heal itself, essentially. That's the idea of CBD. So go see if Cushy Dreams is right for you. I think you're going to like it. It is way less subtle, I think, than when you take drops or gummies. You smoke it, you feel the effects immediately. And Cushy Dreams ships legally to all 50 states. So right now, go to cushydreams.com, CushyDreams.com. And use the promo code RAP. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. CushyDreams.com, promo code RAP. Okay, let's get back into it. So, all right, let's move on. I want to move on. Oh, you know what, Shannon, we didn't do? We didn't do the fucking, I didn't even do my plugs. Go subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Access to everything on demand and at your fingertips. Once again, Warriors for Pennsylvania tomorrow night. A lot of other stuff coming up. Looks like I'll be at Uncle Vinny's in November in Jersey. Fucking Dirty Jers. Headlining Uncle Vinny. It's been a while. Go to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating. Positive review. One reviewer every month. Guess what? Give away one piece of merch, too. And this month, it's LOL Meister. LOL Meister gets a free piece of merch. And I'll also say, guys, this is the last day. If you're watching live, go grab your limited edition Real Ass Podcast t-shirts and hoodies. These colors are going out of the store at the end of the day today. Midnight tonight, you're never going to be able to get them again. Retro feel, retro look, and less expensive. They're at a discount. $40 for the hoodies. Pretty goddamn good deal. Get them now. Shannon?
Do you want to hear the review?
Yep.
The title is Best Podcast. It's 5 stars.
It is.
And then he says, in Lewis' voice, this is the best podcast.
He's not wrong.
It's pretty good.
He's not wrong. All right. So the president has corona.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's all I know is that. I don't know. Is he symptomatic? I don't know anything. I don't know the story. I just saw a tweet and I thought it was a joke at first.
I don't believe it.
You think he's
faking it? If he dies, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's up there. He's what? He's 73? 70.
He's older.
He's not 78.
I think he is. How old is he?
76, maybe. Regardless, yeah, he's old and obese. I mean,
74.
He's in the wheelhouse of.
He's 2 years older than my sugar daddy.
Hmm.
You have a sugar daddy that's 72?
I know. That's what I was trying to think about when I was trying to cry.
No, it's actually a piece of candy inside of her purse. Stuck to the bottom.
She's a nano.
72
years old.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, he really is in that age bracket. How wild would it be?
I mean, I would love to see. I think I would love to see. Also, I think it's like this great, you know, ending to a movie of the guy who becomes a billionaire. Then becomes president. Like, I think, like,
it's like how the senator in X-Men got exposed and became a mutant at the end.
I've never seen it, but yeah.
The first X-Men, and he turns like the pile of water.
Yeah, yeah, he fucking melts out of the room.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it's like a perfect ending to, like, if he were to die in office, it's like, yeah, you've used all that goodwill to, like, become rich and all this stuff, and then it's like you die.
I really honestly think it's a ploy to get sympathy, and I think it's a political move. Did you see how big Melania's smile was after his speech? She was really. Thou doth protest too much. That smile was real big.
I think she knew he really fucked up. May be something about that, but can I tell you why I don't agree? It's because I think it's like way more embarrassing that he got coronavirus.
I agree with that as well.
Than it is like
it validates sympathy. It.
He literally just made fun of Biden going to everywhere he goes. He's got a mask, the biggest.
Yeah,
mask
he's been
ever
mocking.
Seen.
He's been and he's been having rallies, and it's. The narrative gets to be, see, you fucking moron, you had a rally with all these people. Mm. He doesn't want that. He also doesn't want the narrative to be going to this election that coronavirus is a threat anymore. Mm-hmm. He wanted the narrative to be that he can open the economy. And by the way, it may not be. He may simply get a little mild symptoms and then it's not a big deal. I know people that got coronavirus and it was like a cold.
Didn't even know,
You got the antibodies, don't you?
I have the antibodies.
That's
I didn't know that I had ever had it. So... Yeah, I think that it's a very strange thing. Now, let's say he does die, and I don't think he's going to. I really don't. People typically haven't been dying of coronavirus for the past couple months. It's slowed down in a massive, massive way.
Sure, especially people with some of the best doctors
in the world. He's got whatever vaccine is in the head of the pack right now. He's got access
he's
to
it. Yeah,
dude, he's fine. Okay, I think he'll be fine. But if he did die, then Pence would become president. I don't know anything about politics, but I'll tell you right now, I feel you see Pence, and he looks like he's like straight up an evil
mutant.
There's a group of people that should be wiped from the face of the earth.
Yeah, dude.
Men that call their wives mother.
Oh, is that what he calls his wife?
Are you serious?
Mother wouldn't let me in a room. He's not allowed to be in a room with another woman alone. Like, even at work.
He's not allowed.
Mother wouldn't approve of that.
Yeah, he's not allowed to be alone with a woman. His wife has to be with him.
That's wild. Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
He's a good-looking guy, though. Check him out.
Any dude that calls their wife mother, if I could Thanos snap a group of people out of existence.
But, I mean, he looks like he works for... fucking Cobra Commander. He has a bad guy military
bad guy
look.
I
don't know shit. You know, maybe he'd be great. I have no idea. But I'm telling you right now, at least Trump is funny. He's not funny. Like, he's going to come out and he's going to be like, yes,
he's
going
to be a super politician.
We must kill the gay people.
And it's he's super anti-gay.
So anybody
he's
who's rooting
anti-weed.
For Trump to fucking die, it's like, I think you are going to get a way more competent, way crazier version. I don't, and once again, I actually don't. I'm speaking out of my ass right now, but I don't think that having Pence be the president would be better for their cause. Maybe it would. I don't know. Maybe he would act more presidential. I don't really know.
Yeah, I
think this whole thing with if Trump and Melania have COVID, I think the angle that it will be played is they're going to be okay in 2 weeks. He's going to get out of some shit. He might not have to do one of the debates. And then he can look, I'm fine. It wasn't that bad.
Well, yeah, that would
I
be
think
the end,
that's
the end
the
of
narrative
it. He's going to go, yeah, I got corona. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Next.
Like I've been saying,
I'm
it's
strong.
Fine. You get 2 weeks vacation.
Yeah,
you
I'm
rest.
74
yeah,
years
yeah.
old. I'm fine. You know, this is what you should be doing. And, you know, that's not necessarily a bad perspective either. It's like he knows exactly what the fuck it is. Mm-hmm. You know? Very, very strange. It is like we're watching a movie.
Yeah. It's a fucking, it's a simulation for sure. I mean, this is all bananas. Mm.
let's see. John Wayne Bobbitt faces another amputation, this time his foot. What is this? What's going on? While working in construction in 2013, he stepped on a nail which went through his boot and punctured his toe.
This guy can't catch a fucking break.
Months later, it got infected and never fully healed. Wow. Doctors are now saying the bone is so infected, they're determining whether they have to amputate. He already lost a toe on his right foot last year after getting an infection from an accidental cut. He's dirty, huh?
Yeah. Ah! Holy fuck!
God. That looks
I
like
put a warning on your notes.
That looks like Tokyo's butthole.
No, it does. It looks like an infected vagina.
That is fucking wild.
Oh, what? I literally can't wrap my head around
so
what
disgusting.
It really is.
Man, there are days and there are
what
days.
What the fuck is
Mr.
that?
Mr. Bobbit.
That, if you is, are...
that looks like it's got like that elephantitis.
Can we see his face? Can we see what he looks like now? He must be filthy. Because if you had to have a toe cut off because you had a cut on it.
Oh, wait, there's one more picture.
Oh!
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Please,
what the
Shannon?
Fuck is that?
Please, you fucking bitch.
Shannon, what the fuck
is that? That looks like it's got a casing.
Karen fans only fans.
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's that filthy.
Yeah, he looks normal, but that guy's had a rough paper route.
Let's note, noted acquaintance of Ron Jeremy. Never good.
Is he?
Noted.
He did a porn, didn't he? With that weird dick.
Yeah, he did a porn with his reattached dick.
Can we see his reattached dick in the porn?
It's probably better than his foot.
But I remember back
in dick,
the day,
I always feel
hang.
Like if a woman cut off my dick, my unflaccid penis, I mean, it would look like a fucking little baby toe. It would be nothing.
It'd be like a toenail.
Are you a grower?
You'd have to chub me up to cut me down.
I don't even say I'm a grower. My penis is fine, but I'm just saying that like my unhard penis. Cutting it off, it would almost seem pointless. Yeah. It would almost like, what do you
She would feel
do?
Bad for me. She'd be like, oh, this little guy.
What is this?
No, for sure. I'm telling you would have to get me fully erect to cut my penis off.
Yeah, it's a crazy. Pull it out and snip yeah. it. Flop.
I would wake up because my wife would be jerking me off to fucking get me hard.
What? I mean, you are another level of fucking evil. And that became.
What's she doing? Is she around?
Lorena Bobbitt. That became like a meme of like, yeah, you go, girl. That became a thing where it was like, yeah, cut his dick off.
I remember when
he
that happened.
Mutilate his penis.
Yeah, young.
That's crazy.
Do it.
I'm trying to find a good shot of it, but
and then you throw it in the East River.
That's a vagina in the shrimp.
I know.
Oh my god!
All right, I'm
She's
listening.
Pretty hot.
It's gonna. There it is.
Let's see.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, I see the cut.
Like I'm so confused.
That's all right.
It's not terrible.
My god! He went back. He's doing porn with that thing.
This is a long time ago.
Yeah, this was a while ago.
Can you email me that link, please?
The fact that it would still work, I mean...
That's all right.
That's a medical marvel.
That's the fact that they reattached it and all of the nerves were able to work to the point where it feels just as good. He got a fucking erection. That's crazy.
Yeah, but he might not... You don't know what he feels.
Just you gotta get into the
horrific
mind.
Pain.
His frenula could be gone.
After he gets a boner, it's excruciating pain. That is fucking crazy. Reattaching your penis. Shannon, give me some information about how they reattach a penis and what happens there.
They had to dig it. She threw it in a cornfield. They had to go searching for it. They attached it days or like weeks later.
She chucked it out the window.
She chucked it out the window into a cornfield, I believe, and they had to send a search party to find it.
The fact that she could chuck it out my dick would, you'd throw it out the window and it would go and fly back into the back of the car. It would fly and be stuck in the inside of the back window. That's what would happen. There's no weight.
It's under the seat like a cigarette. Damn it, fuck.
How do you even find it in a field? Do you have like five people hold hands?
Yeah, it was a search party.
Dude, Badon Baba surgeons described the day they reattached the penis that came to us in a hot
It's called a glizzy. You know that, right?
What?
Hot dogs or glizzies.
Hot dogs and also... That little thing down there. All your guys.
What are you talking about?
Your dicks.
It's a dick.
It's called a glizzy, honey.
It's like Schultz. It's like the cool guy, the cool, you know, rap urban crew is they call
glizzy.
It glizzies.
Glizzy
oh.
Pop.
Yo, don't eat the glizzy.
Like, yeah,
yo,
glizzy.
He's got a big glizzy. He's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I like it.
And there was a thing going around of like black guys at barbecues getting like they were like you're not allowed to eat a hot dog because it looks like you're sucking a dick.
Yeah, it's like they go
so they would like get
a,
yeah, get you on camera like some guy like eating a hot dog in the corner. It was pretty funny.
I mean they need to show those videos at Black Lives Matter rallies. Okay? Do you understand how homophobic black people are? Yeah. Yo, this nigga's eating a hot dog. Put it on TikTok. That's crazy.
Like, I'm not homophobic, but my dick is.
Yeah, I mean I wouldn't know
the glizzy.
If a fucking
what's your glizzy taste like?
Off,
do you guys know?
If a woman chopped my dick off,
metal.
Oh, I don't know. I'm at the. If it happened in my 20s, I'd be devastated. I'd probably jump off a bridge. But now I'd be like, all right, you know, I still got to pay rent or whatever. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
We get a lot more writing done.
Yeah, it's like
I mean,
at this point, what am I? I'm over it. You know, I've had the sex.
That's
I'm good.
A big difference between me and you and Lou. Lou's top notch libido.
Yeah, I'm taking Propecia right now, so I'm gonna slow down a little bit, which is a welcome, change. Yeah. But
really?
Yeah.
Oh no, I want to be hornier.
What's you?
No,
taste
it's
like,
it,
you know?
It throttled me down. I was aggressive. It throttled me down to normal.
How would I know what I taste like?
I don't know. Because smell associations.
Oh, dirty dick.
Yeah.
Really? Nah, it's fucking. It got less.
Tastes like a slimy,
all right, you got me.
A slimy cock.
A glizzy.
I was talking to a guy last night, and he said it tasted like boiled egg. So I don't know.
I don't know.
His dick tasted like boiled eggs?
He was Greek, so I don't know.
That's farts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it tastes like.
You ever had bad pussy?
I've a ton of bad pussy.
Me too. Do you power through?
What am I, jerk off? Of course. Everybody's had bad pussy.
I've had a girl spit come into my mouth once.
Yikes.
I would rather.
Was it Jake Flores?
Your own cum?
I would rather have my dick cut off.
Your own cum or Zach's cum?
Did you know it was coming? Did you know it was happening? Like,
no.
Was she like, oh, I'm going to do this?
No, she swallowed my jizz. She kept it in her mouth to be funny and then kissed me and spit it into my mouth.
What did you do?
Sounds like a nice
killed
lady.
Her justifiably.
Yeah, that's
it was
fucking
a justifiable homicide.
It was horrible.
That's
horrible.
Yeah, how old were you? Again, if
38.
All right, I'm piping back. I mean,
it wasn't that long ago. It was infuriating.
Is it midnight yet? Yeah.
It made me so angry.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I'm piping back down now. Y'all can. I'm sorry.
No, what happened?
I just veered it into all this disgusting sewer talk, you know, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you really are a fucking little.
You can call me a hooker.
You wanted to say three different words there that you backed
whore,
away from.
Hooker.
You're such a little.
She's like a fucking sex alien that you're like, you know what? I thought that this. When I purchased this sex alien, I thought it was going to be a different experience.
It's nothing like the reviews.
Your Amazon.
I'm a one trick trick. What can I say?
So yeah, I mean, John Bobbitt seems like a filthy guy. That's fine. Yeah, there was another chick cut off a guy's dick recently, right?
Yeah, there was another one where I remember a girl put it in a garbage disposal too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Think about how much that hurts, even though it's not attached. Like,
no.
In your head, you still feel that insane.
What do they do? Do they reattach it? No.
No.
What do you mean? It says no dick. He's dickless for the rest of his life. Old women are so evil.
I want to go back. So he stepped on a nail doing construction. That means he has to go to work on new construction jobs.
Yeah.
You're like, how you doing, John? And then one day somebody sees his time card and they're like, Bob, you. And he has to go,
Yeah. Everywhere he goes.
Like, he has to, like, apply for jobs.
Did Lorena Bobbitt get any jail time for that?
I think so, a little bit.
Did she?
I think. A little bit?
Like, a couple of, I mean, I forget.
She must have played
insanity. It was, like, mid-90s, right?
It was a joke. I mean, at the time.
Dude, that was, like, late night joke. I mean, that was 100%.
Nobody cared about John Bobbitt's dick being cut off.
Dude,
it was
nobody.
Just funny.
Everybody. For 20 years later, we're still making fun of the fucking guy.
She was found not guilty due to temporary insanity.
I knew it.
Did she get put away?
No, not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
Temporary insanity.
That insanity clause works for a lot of us ladies.
These shifty broads.
I mean, I will say she has to be fucking batshit crazy to cut a man's dick off.
I'm actually getting
Has she ever been arrested for anything else since then?
I'm seeing different information in a different article, so hold on one second. Because this says she did serve.
I remember her serving something.
Yeah.
Serving dick fajitas.
It might have been like OJ. She served for something else. She got caught, you know, stealing from a 7-Eleven. Yeah.
That is just another. I don't care if he was beating her daily.
What was it? He was cheating. Is that all it was?
I think he was hitting her. That's what she said. Look, you should never hit a woman, but you should never cut a man's dick off. That's fucking crazy. It's not an equal.
You wouldn't hit me if we were fucking? You wouldn't do that?
No, I also am not into that. When women are into being hit, I will run in the opposite direction.
But just a little gentle slap on the face?
Maybe a little slap on the face. I'll choke you for sure.
Cool. Continue.
Thumb into the throat. You know, just thumb.
Cool.
Just one, so I close off one of your windpipes.
He's getting uncomfortable.
No, he loves it.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, she was acquitted. She didn't serve time.
Wow, damn. What a fucking bitch.
Oh, it says 45 days in a mental hospital.
That's not bad. That's like a vacay, especially if you're not crazy. You just get to fucking relax a little bit. 45 days, no work.
Yeah.
With Nurse Ratchet.
Free drugs.
I think about that and how horrible that is. You don't hear about fucking You don't hear about that story too often because it has to be another level of crazy woman. What happened with the garbage disposal? Please tell me.
I'm reading about that now. She was a Southern California woman.
Can we see her?
Yeah.
Because I want to see if she's hot enough that I would still fuck her, maybe. No.
She's 50.
You know you tap it, Lewis.
When was this, though? When did she do it? Does it say, Sean?
2011.
Southern California woman convicted of cutting off the penis of her then husband, throwing it into a garbage disposal, was given a life sentence Friday with
Thank
a possibility
God.
Of parole after 7 years. Whoa.
She looks like a Japanese fighter fish, fighting fish.
The beta fish, aren't they called?
Do you see this? Like a piranha.
She gave him Ambien.
Yeah, she put him to bed.
She laced her husband's dinner with sleep medication Ambien.
Why don't you eat up and we'll tell you.
Shannon will tell you what happens when Ambien comes into play. A lot of wacky shit.
Yeah, so he didn't even notice probably what happened.
He loved it. He was like, oh, babe.
This is great.
Please saw off my
dick. Can I get some of that Ambien later, please?
No, I need it to sleep.
Let's see. After an argument over a friend possibly staying with them.
When the husband went to sleep, she tied his forearms and legs to the corners of the bed, and when he awoke, she pulled down his pants, severed his penis with a knife, prosecutors charged. Oh, my God. That's fucking... Dude,
then
tying him up.
Severed penis into the garbage disposal, turned it on, and mutated it, prosecutors alleged. Shut up. Q then called 911 about how her husband was bleeding, and
she
he was taken to the hospital for emergency surgery. The victim's name has not been made public because he's a victim of spousal abuse. Oh, man.
Shan, we need a picture of this guy.
I try to find it. I don't know if they've ever...
Oh, this is his impact statement. The ex-husband, 60, described the trauma in an impact statement during Friday sentencing, according to a statement by the prosecutor's office. The convicted person maliciously deprived me of part of my life and my identity, the ex-husband told in court. Then, as is routine in cases of violence that involve something sexual, the victim must endure at the hands of the defense a second attack. This was cruel and calculated violation of the person's body and mind. I now struggle with what is before me. She has torn off my identity as a man. She has caused doubt in my belief in good. She has betrayed my trust in people. That is how I would look at the world.
Yeah.
I would become a serial killer.
I would never
killer.
Be able to go to sleep again.
I would be the dickless serial killer. Like, they would catch me very quickly because I would show my victims my lack of a dick before I killed them, and somebody would get away and be like, yeah, he just showed me a fucking...
He showed me a mashed up fucking
hump
bean.
In between his leg.
Well, y'all better take care of your prostates then if you want to keep using those dicks.
Why?
Because if you don't, they like fucking... They What are they? They like fucking... clean you out and you can't use that shit anymore.
How do you take care of your prostate? I don't even know what you do.
You milk it from the back.
You gotta go see the man doctor. Check all your stuff out. Check out that colon, honey.
Yeah, that's when you're 40, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm almost 40. I've never had a prostate check.
Just check it out because you get it early. Yeah. You get it early, then. But if you don't get it early, like your dick don't work the same ever again.
I'm gonna probably die of cancer. Just so you guys know.
Oh, great.
I wouldn't let that happen to you.
Who gets the studio? In your will. You have your affairs in order? You're a pretty successful guy. You got a couple of bucks, I'm sure.
I don't have my affairs in order.
Come
yet.
On.
Nothing yet.
No. LegalZoom.com. Use promo code AYG, everybody.
Oh, man. I know I'm going to die of cancer.
Why? That's insane. What are you talking
about?
You keep saying it. Come on.
No, why
of course
would you say
that?
My mom died of cancer.
Dad died of knife cancer.
Yeah, but was she like smoking a lot of cigarettes?
Yeah, my mom was a smoker, but I'm a smoker. I smoke weed all the time.
Yeah, but you don't smoke cigarettes. Cigarettes are the ones that cause that.
And I just don't want to go to the doctor and find out if I have it.
Yeah, man, I'm the same way. I can't even face the bad news. I'd rather just die in my bed alone.
Yeah, I want to like one day like my
just curl up
and my stomach hurts and I start puking blood. It's like, what happened? Oh, you have cancer for 7 years. Yeah. You could have easily.
You got 2 days left.
You could have easily gotten ahead of this. Yeah. Nobody dies of this form of cancer, but you
actually went away and came back three different times. It looks like
you beat it. You're a hero.
Dude, I'm telling you, I hate it. I hate all that, like the idea of going to the doctor
and
having a finger in my
I can't
ass.
Even bring myself
you
to make it. The appointment.
Yeah.
Would you like it if we were having sex and I put a little finger in there or no? You like that? You like
let me see how big your fingers are.
I would do just this one.
Just got little tiny fingers. That'd be fine.
You like getting the salad tossed?
No, my ass is disgusting. And
I wouldn't want to put anybody through that.
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, because of your lipstick, I would allow you to eat my ass.
All right.
Yeah. Would you like eating a man's ass?
Yeah, especially if they're black.
Why?
Why that?
Because it's like a tiny little pink hole that you find.
That's fun.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. That's pretty crazy.
I mean, I know.
How pink is it? Yeah, how pink is a black guy's
man's asshole?
Asshole
pink? I would assume that he just has a black asshole.
Yeah, even mine's darker, so I figure his would
be darker. Well, not when he like leans back and he like, you know, puts his legs
when
out.
When he gapes? Not when he gapes for you?
Dude, it tastes like a
racist.
Sweet, sweet candy. Very sweet.
Okay. That is making me sick inside.
Yeah, I'd rather go back to putting dicks in garbage disposal. I was more at ease.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
I don't mind eating an ass.
Don't either. I had some great pussy this week, honey.
Did you?
And I had bad pussy 10 years ago, and I thought, I can't do women. It's sour. The pH was bad. But this week?
Yeah. What was it like?
I ate that ass, and it restored my faith. The pussy was good, and I've been telling all these ladies now.
Can I see a picture of the girl? Don't show her to the show.
I want to
see how hot she was. I want to support my fantasy.
She was very hot, and I can't even tell you who she looked like because it would kind of give it away.
Oh, so I would know who she is.
No, but she's a friend of a friend, and it's just like, I don't know who's listening to this, but it's like, you know.
Nobody.
Little circles of people and stuff, and I just, you know.
Okay.
But she was cute and really, I mean, just really, really cool. And she liked me. She kept telling me to sit on her face and like just watching her fuck the dude while I was eating her ass. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you had a threesome.
Threesome.
Oh.
But she, and
see,
she was
now
gorgeous.
She's speaking my language. This is good.
All
right.
She had like little moles all over her body. I guess I shouldn't say that. But like, you know, like the way she was fucking him, it was like just incredible, you know, because she was on top and it just like the way she was like arching. It was like basic instinct, like deleted scenes or some shit.
Nice.
And the ass was clean and delicious. Pussy was great. I mean, so now I'm like, maybe I am into ladies. I don't know.
Yeah. I think our audience just puked collectively.
Really?
At the exact same time.
Really?
I don't know what it was when you described her moles. So I was like, ugh.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Good, yeah. I picture like an old moly lady.
No,
yeah,
like,
you're like, yeah, ass was clean. He's like, well, how often are you eating unclean asses?
Well, you know, these models don't really clean their asses. Look, the guys, the models. And it's like I'm always at the, you know, ICU fucking with strep throat because it's like they don't know how to clean their asses.
That's not how you get strep throat, is it, really?
Taking
is that
pink
how
eye.
It origins?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm disgusting.
I'm
trash.
I don't think it helps.
I am garbage.
Yeah, you got to be on Are You Garbage?
Yeah.
I am garbage.
Shortest episode ever.
That's it for us, everybody.
It's our brand new one-minute web series, Are You Garbage? Turns out, yes. Yes, she is.
God, I wish I could get out of the gutter, but I can't seem to.
Let's see.
This is our TikTok series, Yuck.
You got to eat Foley's asshole.
Egypt police, this is pretty fucking real ass, dude. This is a real ass story, Shannon. The police in Egypt are using dating apps to find and imprison LGBTQ people.
That's wild.
Terrible.
Dude, that's nuts.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's evil, but I mean, that's pretty fucking creative.
It's like when they called Bart Simpson to the office to get his free mountain bike.
Yeah, yeah. Just imagine you're showing up for ass. Like
good time. You're like going back and forth. Yeah. Imagine this straight guy that's on the other end of those messages. Like, oh yeah, why don't you come on over? I'll fuck you, you know?
And so he shows up.
Here's Ian on his bike.
Hey guys.
Shows up outside of some
Ian here.
And there's a fucking, you know, just to go from thinking, being horny, and you also didn't jerk off. Like you, because you're about to go fuck, right? Mm-hmm. You're about to go meet up somebody on Grindr. You're horny as fuck.
And plus, it's so looked down upon there that it's like, you know, it's dirty. It's
your
like
blood,
your adrenaline's fucking
is
going, dude.
Blowing.
Oh.
Okay, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
You show up to some fucking hidden temple or a pyramid
whatever,
or wherever the fuck
yeah.
they live. And you get out and it's cops. Now, it's not even like cops here where it's like, oh, we're going to give you a ticket or a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. They probably behead you right in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Family.
Yeah. What's the, Shan, can you find out what the legal, it like, how, what, what's the
They pull
legal
your brain out through your nose.
Oh, Jesus
so they
Christ.
They tell.
That's what they do. I swear to God, it's an Egyptian technique.
What?
They tell the account of one guy that got caught. He's 27. He said when he was chatting with a guy on Grindr, and when he went to meet the person, they came with a police report. He was surprised to see that the guy that he met on Grindr was one of the officers. They beat me, cursed me publicly until I signed papers that said I was practicing debauchery and publicly announcing it to fulfill my unnatural sexual desires.
And that was it?
Well, then they put him in jail.
Oh, they jailed him too.
They jailed him, yeah.
They could have just done one.
Yeah.
I'll take the ass beating and the fucking signing the paperwork.
Afterwards, you're laying on the ground like, so are we going to fuck or not?
What's the deal? I'm so fucking horny.
Says they're also forced
Your
to
turn.
They're forced to undergo anal examinations.
Why? By the way, then they like medically castrate those. That's fuck. It's so fucked up.
It's a quote unquote virginity test
to check if their assholes have been. But what if you just take fat shits?
I don't know.
Guys, I'm not gay. I just take fat shits. I swear to God.
I mean, I've taken some fat shits. Oh. I've taken ones where you look in the toilet like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, man.
Like how, like, way bigger than dicks.
Oh, yeah.
I always take great shits before I see you, and that's why I think we have this great chemistry. Because, like, you know, after you have a great shit, like, you know, you're going to, like, the next 2 hours are going to be dope.
Yeah, you got endorphins going, you know, it's a whole thing.
Ew.
Gross.
I hate the fact that I'm going to have to marry this woman one day. It's fucking crazy. That's what my life's
at. Listen, why don't we just go on a date and get our asses bleached together?
I don't even know what anal bleaching really is, right?
I don't either.
Do they make my asshole skin?
I don't know. You said it was gross, so I figure we could at least go do that.
Yeah, but then we could have a white asshole. Like, my asshole's not
Puerto
white.
Puerto Rican
my
guy with a white asshole.
Well, it's probably just brown.
You are a white supremacist.
It'll probably just go from, like, dark purple to a shade of pink, I guess.
I don't know. I'm not doing any of that. Fine. I'm not putting any chemicals in my ass.
I don't want to change who you are.
If I break up with my girlfriend in Tokyo,
your
I promise
asshole
we'll,
looks like
we'll
Chris Tucker in Fifth Element.
Yeah. We'll bang one day, Tokyo, possibly. We'll see what happens.
Can I just hang out with James on the trampoline?
No.
All gross.
Right. You cannot hang out with my
Where
son.
Is the location of that trampoline, by the way? Because everything you do, the listeners tag us in and go, how garbage is Lewis?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody said, is the trampoline in your front yard?
No. I have a... My yard is like a side yard.
Okay, I got you. So
it's weird. So it's just sort of a weird, like, the way my yard is set up, like... In the back of my house is like my garage and sort of parking area. Mm-hmm. And then on the side of that
is where the space is. I got
you. Is the length of the. So, yes. I mean, depending on the angle you're looking at the house, it could be the front yard.
Gotcha. Okay.
More importantly, where the trampoline is under a wasp nest.
Oh, I saw it.
Did he bite the wasp back?
No. He just cried.
Aww.
I have these like visions of him pulling the wasp's nest down on top of him and just being attacked by like.
And there's
wasps.
Like a thing around the trampoline so they don't fall out, right?
Yeah. So,
he's stuck in there.
It's essentially he's being cooked.
Hell
wasps.
In the cell match. Yeah.
it's a goddamn nightmare. Luckily, he only got stung twice.
Did you remove it?
Yeah, I had a company come in.
Okay,
remove
cool.
It.
Oh my god.
But it was fucking. It's really scary. I mean, he could have. I just think about it, it's like.
Where did it sting him?
On his face and his arm.
Ah, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God, and not his eye.
Yeah. Fucking little wasps, dude. They're fucking wild. Had no idea. These are just like problems you never know are going to even happen. But
they're not. You're like now getting like non-city problems. Like you didn't realize like there could be a wasp nest in my yard. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking. It's really, really fucking scary. He was so close to being legitimately hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Legitimately, like if I don't really know, but if you get stung like 30 times by a wasp, you have to go to the hospital, right? Like I don't.
Oh
really
yeah,
know.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah, like you can go into like it can like shock you like crazy.
And if he would have pulled that wasp nest down on him, he could have really been hurt. It's fucking horrifying.
Damn.
So yeah, I'm fucking. You know, I'm glad that didn't happen, but it was really fucking scary. $180 to remove that fucking wasp nest.
Wait, what?
$180
to get rid of the nest.
Yeah.
Sure, you could have paid Harrington like $50 to do it.
Yeah. Harrington,
just
cover yourself in honey.
Yeah, wrap them in bubble wrap or something and send them out there with a hockey stick.
Oh, shit. I've never been stung by a wasp, but stung by a bee a couple times in my life.
Me too.
Growing up, I mean, I grew up in the suburbs, so like we'd be in like the woods or whatever as kids, and like we'd always find one. And like I'm like, oh, cool, this'll fill our next like 3 days of just throwing rocks at it and then running away. Like,
yeah,
like we'd try to knock it down.
Scorpions are fucked up too. Like when they come down from the ceiling and you're sleeping and it's like you're not even awake.
In Beverly Hills, you have scorpions?
In this little cult.
She fucked the band Scorpions.
In a little cult that I was in Austin, they have a lot of Scorpios in Austin. Scorpions. And like, especially if you're out in like the farmlands where I was with all the roosters and shit. Chickens.
Get over here.
And so like, yeah. One night I was sleeping and it got me here and it got me here and it got me here. And then I luckily I woke up before like it got me again. I like freaked the fuck out, you know, and it's just like pull all the covers off the bed.
It was just climbing on you and just stinging you.
Yeah, it came and there was another one in there and it was just like, yeah, scorpions run fucking wild in Austin.
Scorpion venom is the most expensive liquid in the world.
What?
How do you know that?
I follow Uber Facts on Twitter.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah, scorpion venom is the most expensive.
How much does scorpion come?
Half the price of scorpion venom. Dude, I went
cheap.
I went hiking with my wife a couple of weeks ago, and she went to like the bathroom at like the state park or whatever, and she's like, I felt something in my ear. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Just like, you know, she's like,
yeah, I feel you in my ear too right now, bitch. Shut up.
So she's like, do you see anything? And I like just like gave like a look. I'm like, no, you're fine, whatever. So then we're walking back to the car. We're like 20 minutes at this point. And she goes, I seriously think there's something. She goes,
it was Tokyo Kampon. She was actually in her ear.
Do you see anything? And tilts her head, and a spider fucking comes out literally out of her ear. Dude, I started swinging at her. Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm throwing right hooks, like barely missing my wife. It was like this like neon green spider.
What?
Anyway, fucking
on the
she's like out of it was in her ear.
But on a web.
Like,
no!
Like dropped down, dude.
Shannon.
It was fucking bananas.
Shannon's losing her mind right now. She cannot imagine. What would you do if a fucking spider jumped in
it
your ear?
It was in her. So now we're like Googling, can spiders lay eggs in ears? And then like, of course you're finding shit on Reddit.
Of course
like,
they can.
Of course. This guy had to go to the hospital. He ended up going crazy. Killed himself and his wife.
He fucking
cut his dick off. All this
like those scary stories where it's like there's like a little bump on the wrist, right? And then it's like you burst it and it's like all these spider eggs.
Yeah, that's
I think that was from Scary Stories of the Time of the Dark, Volume 2.
Remember, Where's My Toe?
Yeah.
Where's My Toe?
I gotta read those to my son. Shannon, order me both those books. Order me all those books right now. And I want the artwork, though,
because
they remade them with bitch-ass art.
The original is terrifying.
The original artwork was fucking sick.
The one I was scared of was the
Faces of Death as well.
The lady with the spiders in her face.
Oh, yeah. I think that was the same one.
Yeah,
and they were like
the
all over her body.
They crawl. Like, crawl
actually, yeah, and it pops. And yeah, there's a million little spiders.
That's my wife, actually, everybody.
The Scary Stories in the Dark is fucking great. I think he's probably old enough now to do. Would it be too scary?
What grade is he in?
He's in second grade.
I don't know. He seems so sweet.
I remember being scared of that in second grade.
Yeah, but
that's him.
But it's exciting to be scared. One.
Yeah, they were outside of the window.
He's too young, dude. How old is he?
7.
Don't fuck him up like you.
I don't think that this is too scary at all. I was never actually scared of scary stories.
I liked being scared. Like, it's fun.
It was just,
I still don't like it.
It was a genre. It was like the same way mystery is a genre. I would enjoy it the same way you'd be like, oh, this is an interesting read.
Yeah, but I think those are a little scarier than like Goosebumps.
It's like
I never read Goosebumps, but
Goosebumps was like cartoonish.
My sister was 2 years
that
older than
real.
Me, and she sort of paved the way with everything. So maybe my sister was in fourth grade, fifth grade when she got these books, and I was in second or third grade, maybe even younger. But not for one second was I ever scared reading those stories. To be honest with you, not for one second have I ever been really afraid of a scary movie.
I did his podcast like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, and I was like legit. If we would have done it at night, I would have been like, someone's got to walk me home.
What movie was it?
Oh, we did one of the August Undergrounds. They're like fake snuff films.
Oh, wow. It's really fucked up.
So like super fucked up.
You don't get scared, but are you watching it with somebody or by yourself?
Whether I'm watching it with somebody or by myself, even as a kid, like
you're watching a scary movie by yourself, you're a fucking psychopath.
Unless you're Zach.
When I was a kid, I would say scary, like I watched The Exorcist.
I laughed during that movie when she peed.
Was it scary?
No.
It's like weird. You almost go like, yeah, it's fucking like, or we talked about this recently on the show, that other one that's supposed to be like the scariest movie in the past like 10 years, you know, with the fucking ugly girl.
No, the Hungarian or Serbian?
No. I know what you're talking about.
The ugly girl gets decapitated in the car.
Not Midsommar, the guy that moved.
Hereditary.
Hereditary, right? So Hereditary is like, it makes you feel something. Scared is, I'm not going like, oh, fuck, dude, I can't go to sleep. Like, I don't really understand. Like, I was creeped out when Toni Collette was crying because she found out about the fucking girl. And, like, that imagery of, like, her, it was horrifying. But it was, like, good acting. Mm-hmm. It wasn't so much like, I was like, oh, man. And that wasn't even, a horror scene. Like, when I watch It, like, I'll jump at the jump shots.
Yeah.
That's what will get me in a movie.
Oh, no, I go psychologically. I'm like, this, whatever I watch is legit after me for
really?
Till the next morning.
That's crazy. Yeah, because I can't wrap my head around, like, my son won't watch, like, my son's a pussy with scary movies. Like, he won't watch Ghostbusters. Like, just the image of, like, the in the first scene, the librarian in Ghostbusters.
Oh, dude, I still think about that.
Yeah, that fucking, but, like,
that.
Not once. When I was 6 or 7 years old, I was watching like horror movies, like real deal. Like,
well, you're a fucking lunatic, dude.
Me too.
You didn't have like a normal upbringing, Lewis.
All you had to do was open up your mother's bedroom door.
Yeah.
My girlfriend would come over and we would like try to psych ourselves out and make ourselves see a man out through through the window that was like just staring through the window like this. And then we would like try to get ourselves scared and then just freak the fuck out because it was like exciting.
Dude, I remember first time like we ever hung out with like a group of like a girl, like there was like three, we were, I don't know, maybe like 13 or something. We were like, oh, we're going to go over, hang out at this girl's house late on a Saturday night. And like, they were like, oh, let's put on a movie, dude. And they put on The Shining. And I was legit shitting myself the whole time, like trying to like, oh, what's up, lady? You get, I'm like over there, like under the blanket, scared as shit.
Yeah, horror, none of those movies have ever scared me.
Home invasion movies destroy me.
Oh, because that's so real.
Yeah.
Really?
Home, like,
sad movies get me. Like, if a movie, if a movie is sad.
Yeah.
Like, I won't watch it. Like, I just, I'm not going to fucking...
Yeah, I'm a huge pussy.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to deal with that fucking, you know... Because what happens is, you, if it's going to make... If a movie's sad, it's going to make me cry. It's going to remind me of something from, like...
Yeah, your childhood.
My childhood.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even going like, oh my God, this character who I really like died.
You're not thinking about the story. You're thinking about your own narrative.
No, it was like in the Alien movie with the seven-armed aliens.
Contact.
Mars Attacks.
No, 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 no. Nope, they were
Men in Black.
It was
Men in Black 2.
It was.
We're having fun here.
Arrival.
Arrival.
Oh, I love that movie.
I didn't know this was gonna be a sad movie at all.
Loved that movie.
The opening scene. It was a great movie.
I forgot. Was it sad?
Yeah. The opening scene is she's finding out that her daughter's dying of cancer, and she's in the hospital. And I'm just sitting there like, what? Like, I'm a new dad. Like, I have a 2-year-old son at home. Like, and I'm like, what? And the whole movie, spoiler alert, like, you find out the aliens, it's a really cool concept because the aliens, they communicate through time travel. That's sort of like, it's this bizarre concept, really out there concept. And they sort of show her, you find out they show her the future, and she finds out she has this daughter who gets cancer, and she died. And she still decides to have the daughter.
Uh-huh.
That's like the thing in the movie. And her husband. Exactly. She still knew, even though she knew the daughter was going to die.
It's like having a baby when you know it's going to be retarded.
Oh, dude, it's so fucked up because the dad ends up disconnecting because he knows she's going to die and he doesn't want to like love the child.
Yeah.
It is heart wrenching.
Yeah.
It is heart wrenching. And I'm like, I came for a fucking Alien movie. You motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. But for me, that wouldn't do it because I'm going, yeah, there's an alien. This is so fucking stupid.
You know what I think?
I'm going, this is so not real. Give me, like, I need something where, like I cried at The Rookie when he got called up to the major leagues. Fucking Dennis Quaid, dude. He's in that phone booth and he's on the phone with his wife. He had just slugged it out in the minors for so long. Yeah. He's like, you get to fucking Miami or wherever it was. And she's like, don't you tell me. Tell me. Oh, my God.
What are the saddest movies out there? Pull up a list of, like, the top 10 saddest movies. I guarantee it exists.
Titanic.
Titanic. Not even a second did I cry for Titanic.
Opening of Up.
That didn't get me, which typically would.
Up ruined me.
Yeah, it was sort of. Yes, I get it. It was sort of sad, but it didn't. Once again, the concept of growing old with a person, loving them so much that you would, you know, I can't really wrap my head around that.
Loving a person for more than a few years.
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, it's crazy. But the other one we watched, I don't know why I can't remember the name of any movie, and I just keep on fucking, you're going to say it, Shannon.
Oh, I need some detail first.
No, read his mind, Shannon.
The other cartoon that just came out about the dad who was half invisible.
That's not
Ghost Dad?
No.
No, yeah, with Chris Pratt.
Yeah, with Chris
Onward?
Pratt.
Onward?
Onward, yeah. That fucked me up.
That was like a 4 or 5 cry movie.
That was like, please stop making me cry. This fucking movie, my son's looking at me. Ah! He's like, Dad, are you crying?
The dad is pants. He's just pants.
Aww.
It was fucking, that movie wrecked me.
I don't even know what it is.
I mean, it's a movie, it was so good. And it was
really good.
So the general concept is they learn, like they're in a world where magic is real. And he learns a spell that it could bring their dad died. And the one brother is
Pet Cemetery.
Dude, the one brother is too young to actually remember the father. He was like 3 when the dad died. Yeah. And the other brother's a few years older, so he remembers the dad. So they do the spell, but the dad doesn't come back. Only half his body comes back.
It gets
only
interrupted.
It gets interrupted, the spell.
It's a story as old as time.
So the whole movie is them trying to get their dad back. And it's goofy. It's like the dad's walking around, but he's got no top half. It's very silly. But the fucking end... Oh, I mean, I don't want to describe the end because I'm not going to cry on the Real Ass Podcast. Oh, I'm not even going
to
describe it.
One of us has to cry.
It's a fucking nightmare. Dude, the end of the fucking movie is the little brother doesn't remember the dad at all. Oh, no.
Oh, you are so cute.
He's going. Holy
you
shit.
You are so cute.
He's going.
You are so cute.
Oh, come
cute.
On. You got the kid. Doesn't remember the dad at all.
Racist crab boy.
Louis, you are so cute.
What?
Oh, man. A kid, not knowing,
watch
a kid not knowing his dad. Oh, it's devastating.
That is so cute.
Shannon, can you play some sad music, please?
Oh, my God.
No. I have the top 10.
What is the top 10? Shut up, Shannon.
You stupid bitch.
A fucking whore.
Dude, your eyes are fucking.
Shut up, horse.
He's got soggy
eyes
over there.
We're wrapping this one. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Man, Louis.
Everyone, shut up. Give me a sandwich. I need a sandwich right now.
It was Pants Dad that got Louis J. Gomez.
Trans people aren't real people. My dad had pants. Dude, it's.
I remember my dad's pants.
The end of that movie.
It's brutal, dude.
I mean, it is fucking brutal. I can't even describe it.
You
I literally
such
can't.
Such a sensitive little
shut
starfish.
The fuck up, Tokyo. You fucking.
You really
bitch.
Are.
What are you gonna call me? A cunt punch?
Fucking asshole.
You really are a fucking big pussy with the tattoos and the raspy.
The not
voice.
The end of Onward. I can't. I.
You're
I,
such a pussy.
I challenge anyone to go watch Onward that has a dead father.
If your father's been murdered in the streets, I challenge you.
If you have a father, an older sibling, and a son of your own, try to watch Onward and
I
not.
I see what you're saying.
Ooh.
Oh, it kind of is the Louis J. Gomez thing.
God damn it,
how
dude.
How did the dad die originally?
I don't even know.
I think he was sick.
Yeah.
God, fucking I want to taste one.
Dragon ate him.
Now.
No, it was a magic world.
I want to taste one of your tears. You got one of those left for me?
Yeah. I think you can catch diseases from drinking tears. Pretty sure. Oh. And I would never cry, so shut the fuck up. Shannon, what are the top 10 saddest movies?
This is from Esquire magazine. The Schindler's
yeah.
List.
Yeah.
That was sad?
No, I'm just saying I get why it's on there. I've also never seen it, to be honest.
They couldn't get all of them.
Requiem for a Dream.
Not sad.
That not sad.
Sad.
No. Brokeback Mountain.
It's not hot. Sad.
My Girl, that was sad.
Oh, yeah, his glasses. He can't see without his glasses.
By the way,
that was devastating.
Not
as
a kid. I was like, good. I always thought Macaulay Culkin was a bad actor. He bugged me. In every scene, he took me out of the fucking movie because he was such a bad actor. I remember as a kid thinking this. And then,
like Home Alone?
And then you saw
it was good, but it was like his acting was like.
He was seven, Lewis.
It was bad. Just like I hate it. I hate it. It was just bad.
But
it wasn't
you
realistic.
Saw him in Succession, and you changed your mind?
No, I didn't even see Succession. But I will
oh,
say
so good.
I was like, good. I'm happy that he died in that movie. But now that I have a child of my own that was stung by bees recently,
yeah.
That would probably get me. I've grown.
Let's rewatch it.
Sophie's Choice.
Never seen it, but I mean, I know it.
I haven't seen it either.
I've never seen it. What is Sophie's Choice?
Sophie's Choice is you kill.
It sounds
what
like
is
cancer.
It?
She's got to choose between her two daughters.
Yeah, she's got to choose between the two daughters.
Really?
So it's like, that's like a saying now. It's like, oh, it's Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Between
I know.
Your two, you know, two.
That, yeah, that would fucking probably destroy me. Was it a horror movie?
No.
It's like a drama.
There's a trailer here if you want to see it.
Let's see.
Oh,
oh boy.
God.
I'm not going to fucking. Sophie's Choice.
It sounds like cancer.
We're going to wrap this one.
There are secrets beyond imagination. There are memories time cannot erase. It was a season of delight in a place called Brooklyn. The season of Sophie. Of Sophie and Nathan. And a young man called Stingo.
That seems like a sketch.
I mean, seriously.
Intro Stingo.
Stingo.
This must be from like.
And the gay art dealer from Ghostbusters 2.
Is this the 80s or something?
I mean, this trailer is awful.
I don't even know what's going on.
Look at this. God's gift. Give me a kiss. One kiss.
Meryl Streep was not good looking ever.
No.
I think she's pretty hot now.
God.
All summer long, they were together, drawing ever closer.
This
to
is
Wall
fucking
Street
insane.
Sophie.
This
fuck?
Is not the movie
ever
I remember.
To her unthinkable secret.
I think this list is whack.
Sophie.
Oh, please don't go. Don't go away from me, please.
When I told you that the only thing I absolutely demand of you?
This is like how everyone in my relationship goes.
Yeah, fighting on the stairs.
You start off nice in
You're
Brooklyn,
stupid bitch.
And that turns into this.
Single thing is fidelity.
Sophie, why'd you lie to me?
Oh, the truth. The truth. I don't even know what is the truth. After all these lies,
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
This
Holy
is terrible.
Shit.
It's not sad at all. Sounds like Sophie's a whore.
The other one, Precious, The Green Mile.
I haven't seen any
They're
of these
the
movies.
Same
Can
movie.
I tell you why?
Green Mile's pretty solid.
Green Mile's good.
Come on, that was a good...
That's really funny.
Yeah, Green Mile was fucking tough, dude.
When he spit out the flies?
Again with bees. They're everywhere.
There was flies.
Whatever.
All right. We got to wrap. We got to wrap. I got to go get a sandwich before I got to go to another meeting after this. Thank you so much for watching Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. Thank you, Tokyo Cunt
Thank
Punch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin Ryan.
Yeah, thanks for having me, buddy.
And yeah, we'll check you guys on Monday. Peace.
That's all, folks.